everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen that we're dabbling in business, in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I love when I bring people back to the show, and I'm so excited to be sharing today's guest, Margaret Sinclair, and my Maggies. And I'm going to tell you, when Margaret Sinclair began searching for a better way to secure her sarong, she never dreamed that her solution would forever change the way layers of fabric could be fastened without knotting, stitching, gluing, penetration, or permanent alteration. Her ball and magnet and ring fabric fasteners are simple, reusable, and will last a lifetime, replacing the safety pin, which was patented in 1849. She had discovered a world first with massive market potential, promising that Maggie's will still be functioning into the next century. And I'm so excited to be having her back here on the show. So, Maggie, welcome back to Word of Mom Radio.
Well, good afternoon, Dori. Well, I'm here in Australia and it's morning over here. So good morning. And it's so lovely to talk to you again after all this time.
It really is. So, you know, share this journey. Explain to people what Maggie's are and how this all evolved.
Well, at the age of 70, I was at a beach in Australia on vacation, and they had these gorgeous sarongs, and I was trying to figure out a better way to wear it than tie a big knot in it because it just did not look good. And so I thought if something, you could do something to make it lie flat instead of a big knot on top of your boobs, that would really be great for me. And I had no intention of marketing it. I just wondered what there was, and there was nothing. So when I went back to the US after my vacation, that was when I was retired, by the way, I started looking. And then when I thought about magnets as a solution, I started searching in that direction. And I'd been a designer of clothing and all sorts of things in my previous life. I had a manufacturing business I'd been in manufacturing and design, so I sort of knew my way around, and I knew my way around a bit on marketing. But I came up with this, when I knew or I found this ball magnet, I thought, wow, that would be pretty neat. I could use a ball magnet with a ring, and that would hold several layers of fabric together. So that's how I started. And when I came up with this design, I ran to the patent attorney, and because I knew my way around patents and everything else, so I knew this was a seller the minute I designed it. And even though I was just doing it for me, I thought, well, I have to patent this. So that was where I began.
How did you bring this to market? I mean, what was the biggest challenges that you faced doing this?
Well, once I decided that I could do these and make up quantity in my home because they were small and they didn't take much space, I thought, well, I've got to get on with this and start marketing it. So I knew I'd done trade shows and I'd done all that in my previous business. So I thought, wow, where can I sell this? And then I had to package it. So I did go to a graphics designer. I invested my money in a graphic company, and they were a very good company. So they came up with the name, and they helped me with the branding. And the branding was very important because that identified the product and the name right from the beginning. So it's been Maggie's from the beginning. And in fact, the person who came up with the name Maggie's in one of their think tanks didn't even know at that time that my name was Margaret. So Maggie's and Margaret became synonymous. So anyhow, having the name and the brand and everything, I decided the first thing I needed to do was to hire a photographer to do some videos. And, well, I didn't do videos at that time, but I did a photo shoot and shot the product. And then within a month or 2 months, I went to the Javits in New York and did a trade show just to see how it went. And it went really well. Everybody who saw it ordered. However, the biggest problem was, so every single customer that came up, I had to demonstrate how to use it. So I thought, oh, I need videos on this thing or I'll be doing this at every trade show, undressing and dressing. It wasn't much fun and it was a lot of work. So that's when I started doing videos. I had a good website. I started about the same time, I think, and got the website going. But all of that took time. So then once I could see it was going to sell and it was great, then I decided to go, well, I could do this from home. I could do this and I can still travel to trade shows. So for the first couple of years, that's how I did it. I got stores and I had about 200 stores that I'd got from trade shows in New York and in Vegas and Dallas. And the reorder rate was very, very good without doing anything else. So I knew the product was viable and it would be a great seller. My big break came when I went on the Grommet and they did a little video and started selling. It went very well on the Grommet. And then the biggest break of all, I filled out an application online to go on the Home Shopping Network and I was accepted. And so I went on Home Shopping Network and I thought, well, this is my really big opportunity to show how the product sells. First, I had people saying, well, the magnet wasn't strong enough. And then I realized they were putting it on incorrectly. The magnet just attracts itself to the ring automatically. So that's how they're packaged. But they weren't taking the magnet out of the ring and showing it. And that was what held the two layers of fabric together. When I went in one morning on Home Shopping Network and I thought, well, we have, and so I was getting bad reviews because they said the magnet wasn't strong enough. So anyhow, then I thought, well, I have to figure out something different here to show how strong this magnet is. So I put one magnet on the top of my hand and the other on the palm and walked into the host dressing room at Home Shopping Network. And she just about dropped dead with shock to see this power of the magnet. So she went on and did this demo online. And on that show, we sold 4,000 units of the Maggie Combo Packs in a 15-minute segment. In fact, I think I was only supposed to be on 12 minutes, but it went on to 15 minutes because it was selling so fast. So that was my big, big, big proof. I had a video recording showing that show and just showing how fast this product could sell. After that, I was about 4 years into the business at that point. Then I thought, well, I can't keep going to trade shows. I really was getting too old to be lugging suitcases on and off airplane. I had already started selling on Amazon and that was selling well on Amazon. That's when I really decided, no, I don't want to work this hard at my age now. You know, designing a new product takes time, even if it's another variation of the same thing, because you have the packaging to do, you have all the graphics to handle, you've got to do videos to show them and all of that. So I didn't really want to spend all my time on marketing at my age so that I could just continue to work smart, not hard. And that's how I've gone and I've managed to sell on Amazon very well. So I have Amazon do my fulfillment for me, which has been great. So my website directs traffic through to Amazon and that has been very successful for me in being able to manage this business without employees. And it was important not to have employees at my age because at that point, you're adding more expenses, every employee. And then I would be spending more and more time working with the employees. So I decided not to go that route. I had done that in my previous businesses. I had up to 20 employees and realized, you know, it's great to have employees because you can grow, but it takes a lot more capital. I had already invested a lot of my retirement savings, so I didn't really want to grow the business. And I wasn't growing it to sell, because mainly I was growing the product line and the brand. And then at some point I knew someone was going to have to take it over, because these products could go into the next century easily. And there's so few products on the market that will never change, will never be in landfills, because they will just go on and on forever. So I was building a strong foundation for a company. And then my goal was to pass it at some point to somebody else who could take over and continue in the same direction that I'd got this going from the start. Have I said enough in one sentence there?
You have. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to say thank you to our sponsors. And we're going to come back, and I want to talk about that marketing strategy. I want to talk about how you grew this business the way you did by yourself. So we'll be back in just one moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
From the beach to a ball game, from your office to a locker, StadiumBags.com has the clear bags for you. Don't let our name fool you. We are not just for sports fans. The great thing about our bags is, yes, they meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. More importantly, they have the quality, versatility, and style that will stand up to years of use. You can feel free to clean your bags with the solvents that are going to keep the germs away from your home and your personal belongings and still make safety and convenience coexist. So find us at StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here with Maggie Sinclair. We are talking about My Maggies. And I want to know how you managed your marketing strategy to grow this company to the kind of sales. Talk about the amount of sales that you have generated, and you have done this by yourself with no employees from home.
Yes, Dori, I have. And I'd be happy to tell you about that. I've lost my train of thought. How I have grown it by myself. The business financed itself with my strategy. I decided not to do social media because these products on social media would go viral. There is no doubt in my mind that they would. And I did not want to have to employ someone to do the social media for me. And I couldn't do all that's required myself on Facebook and answering all the questions and dealing with all the separate individual things that come up. So I decided not to do Facebook at that point, that could be the growth that the next owner or the next whoever takes over this business eventually will be able to do. And it would grow exponentially with the addition of social media. as this product is very demonstrable, it does need to be, you need videos for everything. And that was my problem, because there's no competition out there for a product like Maggie's. And then it doesn't even really fit a category. It doesn't fit into anything. And when I tried to list it on Amazon, the only category, it's not jewelry, and I did not want anybody to see it as jewelry, because this is a lifelong product, like the safety pin, to secure layers of fabric. So it's a fabric fastener. The basic concept is fabric fastening. And there is nothing, no category for that, because there haven't been fabric fasteners except sew-on things like snaps and buttons. But everything else out there changed the way the garment looked with stitching, and it altered it permanently. And this can be used from one garment to another, so or anywhere. And it can be used for anything. It's not just for clothing. Everybody has a fabric fastening need, but they don't know it because there wasn't a way to do it. But there wasn't a category for this, so I had to go in with sewing and notions and things like that. And it doesn't belong there, so it was harder to sell because of that. If I had competition, then you can go along with your competitor, and you can fit the algorithms and everything else on Amazon. But this had no way. So it was a different way of marketing, because it was a very different sort of product.
So how did you manage that then? I mean, and I totally understand about not having a quote-unquote category where you fit into. You didn't want to use social media because you didn't want to grow too big, but yet here you are with, you know, sales over $1 million.
Right.
And you know, trying which is
to,
pretty remarkable.
Visit somewhere. So it did take time. And it took a lot of perseverance, actually. And that's another reason I needed to work on my own, because I needed all this time for thinking and directing the product in the right direction. And not having it, everybody wanted to put it as jewelry. And it's not jewelry, and I had to really resist strongly having myself categorized as jewelry. That was very important not to be categorized that way, because these products, Maggie's, can be used for everything. I haven't even begun to tap the outdoor furniture market. I haven't, like for hanging, you can hang, and you can't do this by any other method, but if you've got an umbrella and a table, and you're outdoors, and there are a lot of insects and things, you can actually attach a net to the umbrella and make a screen porch. So you can also use them in tents for making partitions, hanging partitions in a tent. Now, these are things that can't be done with any other method, that you have to have an attachment that doesn't alter the canopy of a tent, for instance, and you can just put a magnet inside and a magnet outside and hold anything you want. So magnets are a whole new thing. Magnets, they've been around for a long time, but not in the ball magnet, I think, was the thing that really made this. A flat magnet would not do what Maggie's do. And in fact, even with two ball magnets, you can get even more power than you do with just the single one and the ring. So for different applications, I've got a whole lot of new ways that you can do things. Again, there's no way I could have taken on this outdoor market. And the indoor furnishings, I mean, software furnishings. But I have all these plans for the future. Anyhow,
I'm a user. I'm a user of your product. I love your product. And it was so funny. My son and I were going to a wedding. A high school friend of his was getting married, and his mom is one of my dearest friends. So I asked my son to be my date. And as we were getting out of the car, something happened and he ripped the button off of his dress shirt right at the part where your tie is. Always have a Maggie with me in my pocketbook. And I was like, wait a minute, I can fix that. And he was like, how? And I took the Maggie, I put it in his shirt and then the back part of the tie and just fastened the three layers together. And the entirety was like, this thing is fantastic. Flip side, it is so strong that when he went into the car, he leaned on the car and it stuck to the car. That's how strong this magnet is. But I have to tell you, I mean, I walk and I'm here, you know, in the Northeast, it gets cold. And I will have a Maggie with me and wrap my scarf around and then just pop a Maggie on it and I know it's not going to move. They really are fabulous and good for you that you resisted them being in jewelry because there are so many applications for them. I've used them. I had a curtain that was coming down and I used it to hold it onto the thing because I didn't have a nail. And so I had the metal, you know, the curtain rod, and I used it to attach it to the curtain rod until I could get a nail and put it back up. There are so many different ways that I have used your product, and I love what do you have? What are your future plans for this?
Well, I'll tell you, when you were just talking about all that, one of the really big things about the ball magnet and my patent. My patent covers me for a ball magnet with a ring or rings design. I've got three patents. Will infringe on my patent. So if somebody goes, if another company decides to use a ball magnet with a ring and sell it through a major store, I can definitely win a lawsuit on that. So I pretty much have the monopoly on ball magnets in the U.S. for fabric fastening purposes. So, and then my future plans, Dori, you were asking, what I'm planning to do, there's no way that I can take this company to a multi-billion dollar company, which it can be. So I'm having to find the right person who can do that and take it in this, keep going in the trajectory I've established and move it on. And in the meantime, then I will just have time, instead of running the business, I will have time to develop more products. And I have about three new products on the drawing board at the moment. But each new product takes a lot of my time in photography and packaging design development and all of that stuff. So that's really where I want to be working in the future. Once I hand the day-to-day operations of this over to somebody else who can take it where it needs to go with social, the addition of social media. So that's my
future. That's exciting.
So
that's very exciting. As we're wrapping up, please let everyone know how they can find this.
Well, the best place to go is to the website, which is www.mymaggies.com. mymaggies.com. And from there, you can look at the videos. There's at least 10 videos on the website that show all the different items and how they can be used. I still have a lot more videos I need to do, but that will give you an idea of how they work and you can judge for yourself. But I think every person in the world can use Maggies for some purpose or another. So the market out there is enormous. And my satisfaction is going to see Maggie's a worldwide name, just like Velcro is, and zippers and all the previous fabric fasteners that have been patented by the U.S. Patent Office, and be in the same category. And Maggie's will be a brand name forever. That's my goal. And I think I'm getting there.
I think you are well on your way. I really, truly do. And as always, it is such a pleasure speaking with you. I love that you came back to share with us. As you get your new products out, you know that we are going to be here again to continue sharing your journey because it just goes to show that having an idea in your head and making it happen and you making the conscious choice that you only wanted to grow your business so big, so from home, on your own, with no employees, and have over $1 million in sales throughout these years. It can be done. It can be done. And the fact that, you know, people will be using the same Maggies into the next century is true. They will be. So I applaud you for what you've done, and I thank you so much for taking the time to come and share with us again. I really do. It's like I said, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. And for all of you tuning in, thank you so much for being here with us on Word of Mom Radio. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now. She is sure.